Welcome to the Healthy and Strong podcast from Incredible Health. I'm Dr. Toni Harrison, a board-certified anesthesiologist. Because of my personal health journey, I learned to bridge the gap between the American healthcare system and alternative medicine. Now, our team will bring the latest and greatest tips, tricks, and tactics from traditional medicine, functional medicine, nutrition, and exercise physiology so that our clients can feel great at any age. Now let's jump to it. Hi, Dr. Toni Harrison with Incredible Health again. With the introduction of Prolon in our clinic, I wanted to go over who this program is not intended for. The precautions, and specifically who should not even consider this type of program. Now, I'm referring back to their literature, and of course, some of this has the typical legal wording that one would expect. I understand that. So this is a calorie-restricted program, which makes sense because it's a fasting-mimicking diet. So the calories range from 800 to 1,150 calories per day. They say always under the supervision of your licensed healthcare professional. So that's, you know, where the lawyers come in. So side effects that have been seen with this diet are anxiety, depression, dizziness, drowsiness, fatigue, headache, hunger, irritability, muscle aches, nausea, or spinal pain. Most of that I can understand as, you know, just being hungry. Spinal pain, that's curious to me. I don't know how that came up. Heavy caffeine users may experience caffeine withdrawal headaches upon elimination of caffeine intake. Now, as far as caffeine, it's discouraged. However, one cup of coffee or tea without sweeteners or additives may be consumed daily if necessary. Sodas are not permitted, of course. So definitely no sodas. Cup of coffee or a cup of black tea if that's what you really need to get through the day. Preferable if you can hold back, but that's there if you need it. Constipation, fainting, low blood pressure, low blood sugar. Those are rare, but you should be aware of them. Now, this next section is interesting. May cause abnormal heart rhythms, may exacerbate a pre-existing amino acid protein deficiency. So if you are somebody that already struggles with making sure that you have enough protein and amino acid, then this is probably not the diet for you. Especially dangerous in people who are already malnourished. Advanced cancer, extreme weight loss, anorexia, cachexia, extended periods of protein deficiency. So in the section about who this diet is specifically not intended for, they talk about a BMI less than 18.5. A BMI of 18 is if you are 5'8" and 120 pounds. You can, of course, go on to Google, find a BMI calculator, and put in your height and your weight and come up with your BMI and the range that correlates with, whether you're underweight, normal weight, overweight, obese, morbid obese. But if you are at 18.5 or lower, then you should not consider this program. Diabetes, heart disease, cancer, metabolic disorders, definitely going to want to work closely with your healthcare provider, if at all. I mean, it's possible that this program is not the right program for you. If you have a metabolic disorder that prevents you from gluconeogenesis is the biochemical reactions that your liver uses to make blood sugar if your blood sugar starts to fall too low. So it'll take fat or protein and turn that into blood sugar. If you have congestive heart failure or an ejection fraction less than 40, when you get an echo done of your heart, one of the most important numbers in that is your ejection fraction, or EF. That's how much muscle power your heart muscle still has, how much oomph there still is in the cardiac muscle. Anything over 55 would be considered normal. If your ejection fraction is less than 40, this is probably not a good program for you. If you have a history of fainting, problems with calorie restriction in the past, or special dietary needs, then this program is not for you. So there are a lot of like diets, detoxes on the market. This program has a lot of research behind it and is specifically designed to help your body regenerate, renew, have younger cells, get rid of old cells. And as you can tell, there's a lot of health restrictions and advice to work with your physician when you're going through this program. This is the real deal. So we've got that available in the clinic. Today, I just wanted to go over adverse reactions and who should specifically not do this program. So I hope you're having a great day. Thanks. Bye.